Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the 2015 season of Balloons Over Mount Vernon Radio, brought to you by the United Way and Painter's Dream Productions. Balloons Over Mount Vernon is dedicated to promoting and educating the general love of aviation while giving back to our community. October 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Mount Vernon Outland Airport will be the backdrop for this year's Balloons Over Mount Vernon and Flyin'. This year's event will host close to 20 hot air balloons, including the 140-foot shark balloon Sharky, the United Way Balloon Glow presented by Flow Gas Propane Services, a tether balloon ride brought to you by Country Financial, VIP seating sponsored by the Rare Chop House, the U.S. Bank Duck Drop, the United Way Pancake Breakfast, the YMCA 5K Run, the Rotary Ping Pong Ball Drop, RC Boats on the Pond, Cruise to the Balloons, the EAA Chapter 1155 Young Eagle Rides, the United Way Agency's Family Activities, vendors, crafters, inflatables, and much more. Also, the 501st Legion will make an appearance. And don't forget about the Tri-County Aviation Education Zone, where children and adults can experience flight simulators, learn about hot air ballooning, and ask pilots and student pilots about aviation. We'll also have our Salute to Veterans, where we will recognize the brave men and women who have continued to fight for our freedom. If you'd like to see an airplane up close, let's talk about warbirds. The commemorative Air Force Dixie Wing will be bringing their P-51 Mustang Red Nose and offering paid rides. On the flight line will also be the World War I Curtis Jenny biplane and a PV-2 Harpoon. Crossroads Community Hospital will also be holding a survivor flight where five cancer survivors will take to the skies to celebrate and remember those who've been less fortunate. The Balloons Over Mount Vernon radio program starts now.
Well, good evening, folks. This is Perry Hartman with Painter's Dream Productions, and we want to first and foremost thank the United Way for making this radio show possible. They are our sponsor this year, and we're grateful to, of course, have them to be a part of this every year. They've made such an impact, and I'm so excited. This is my second year with Balloons Over Mount Vernon. Last year, we had an excellent show. And we talked about doing the radio show this year, and as your first year of doing a radio, people are not really familiar with it. They don't know what to expect, but those that are listening to this right now, now you know that next year, before the show, you're going to get a sneak peek. You're going to hear interviews. You're going to hear all kinds of things about what's going to take place at Balloons Over Mount Vernon. Now, it would be very difficult to not start off this radio show without the two people that make this possible. Allow me this opportunity to introduce to you Miss Jennifer Witzel. My dear, how
hey,
you
Perry.
Doing?
Good, yes. And you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Well, this is our opportunity to spend a few moments to talk about what people can expect. I was looking for Kevin, but it appears he's not on yet, so if you want to spend a few moments and talk about what people can expect this year. Then if he comes on, I'll drop him in as soon as he shows up.
That's right. He's on his way to work, as we all know, and work comes first. You know how that goes. Very excited this year. As the intro said, we have close to 20 hot air balloons and lots of activities that go along with that. And just so folks know and have a little idea how Balloons Over Mount Vernon and Flying got to get started, it was Kevin and Chris Collins, airport manager from Mount Vernon, sitting together in their office talking. And they came up with this idea that we had a hot air balloon in town, Kevin and I did. And Chris said, well, we need to have an event. Here we are in our third year of Balloons Over Mount Vernon. So as they say, the rest is history. So we're pretty excited. Things are pumped. We're bringing together all kinds of community folks this year to make it happen.
Look at how far it's come in just one year.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, and I have to say, you know, you're giving credit to Kevin and I, but it's our whole committee, which consists of Gary Hammersky with Country Financial as well, and Chris and Sheila, the airport folks out there too, as well as yourself, Perry, all came together, our monthly meetings since November to pull this off. So, you know, these things don't happen overnight. And the other thing that we really have to give kudos to and much, much, much thanks to is all of our sponsors that have stepped up. That has just been amazing, the folks that have put their trust in us to pull off this event in Mount Vernon.
Well, the good news is Kevin has arrived, so let's put him on. Kevin, how you doing, sir?
Good. Sorry, I'm a little late.
Oh, no, listen, let me just first, I'm really excited because I want to thank you for coming on the first radio show for Balloons Over Mount Vernon. Isn't this exciting?
It is. I'm glad I can be on here.
Now, the reason why we wanted to have you on, because, and I know your time is really sensitive, that's why I wanted to have you first. So because this show is going to be centered around all of our pilots, as well as our sponsors and the businesses that have offered services to help out, I wanted to, because you are the pilot for Nothing But a Breeze, would you spend a few moments and share with those listening how you got into ballooning, when did you start it, and of course, how did you get to where you are today, even to where Balloons Over Mount Vernon came into existence?
Well, I got into ballooning about 26 years ago as a crew member, and was working on my fixed wing license at the time, and the first time I touched a balloon, I was hooked. I fell in love with it. I love the fact that it's something you can't do by yourself. You've got to have a group of people to do it. And I was just hooked. And crewed for several people throughout the years. Working as a crew chief on some special shaped balloons and at various events around the country. And kind of one of those deals, anytime I could touch a balloon, I was there to help. And Jennifer and I met at a safety seminar 18 years ago, and the rest they say there is history.
Well, matter of fact, it's kind of funny that you guys met at a safety seminar. We could probably talk for a few minutes on that, but would you, obviously, when a pilot thinks about a name for their balloon, what made you come up with Nothing But a Breeze?
Well, when we decided we were going to get a balloon, we decided about 4 years ago that we're not getting any younger. If we're going to do this, it's time to do it. And so we were thinking about a name. We're big Jimmy Buffett fans, parrot heads. And one night I was on my way to Chicago in the truck and listening to a Buffett concert replay. And he sang the song Nothing But a Breeze. And I think I called Jennifer at 11:30 at night, said, I got a name for the balloon. It fits us. It fits the balloon. Fits our lives.
And now after all this time, look, Jennifer, now your life is nothing but a breeze, right?
You got it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Or am I just full of hot air? No pun intended.
Ha ha. Art, art.
Well, you know, both of you guys, and again, you know, this the reason why we're having this radio show is because, you know, you guys one day decided that you wanted to have this kind of event. And it's similar to what you read in the Bible about Moses, you know, when he goes to God and God says, look, I need your help. And he says, well, I don't know what to say and I don't know what to do and I don't know where to go. He says, don't worry. I'll make every way so that you know. I'll make sure you have all the words to say, and I'll bring all the people involved to make sure that you do it according to the way that I want you to do it. And I got to tell you, you guys have succeeded. I mean, look at all the people involved and all the businesses and all the families. And I mean, last year was the first time I was ever on a balloon ride, and it was the most incredible thing. And I'm so excited because this year my wife is going to have a chance to do it. And look at all the people. I mean, take me back, Jennifer, to 3 years ago when you guys first talked about doing this. How many people were involved then, do you think? Do you remember?
Basically, to get that started off, it was the pilots, and we had 9 pilots, their crew, Kevin and I, and, of course, Chris from the airport manager. Probably the biggest thing, you know, for the glow that year, we expected maybe 200-300 people. Well, when it all came down to it, we had as many people attend that as do our annual 4th of July celebration, and I believe Chris quoted that to probably be around 4,000 people. So we were just absolutely flabbergasted at the number of people that came. It was just overwhelming.
With your first year, with all your sponsors and all your pilots, how many people on your first show do
do you think you had with the sponsors and pilots total? Just approximately.
Oh, we might have had 25. You know, it has grown so much since then, and our sponsors, I mean, our sponsors have probably at least quadrupled, if not more, of what we had that first year. And I
just
truly believe that. Go ahead.
I just counted the sponsors and the pilots, and we're looking at 50. 50 individuals or 50 people. Of course, you know, with Rare, you're talking about 5 or 6 people. And I mean, you're probably talking 200 or 300 people that are involved in this year's radio show. And now, matter of fact, what I would like to do, Kevin, how's your time right now?
I've got a few minutes yet.
Okay.
I've got 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, what I would like to do is because, as you said, we don't do this alone. Let me now bring on the airport manager of Mount Vernon Airport, Chris Collins. Chris, how you doing, sir?
Hey, Perry, how's it going?
Well, you know, it's wonderful. It's such a privilege to be on here tonight. I want to thank you for taking the time. As you know, the reason why we wanted to have you on was to talk about the fly-in portion. But first, I want you to share the funniest story you can about Jennifer and Kevin.
Funny story? I really don't think I have a funny story. These two are the hardest working people I've ever seen, and anytime I'm with them, they're working, they're busting it. I don't think I have a funny story about them.
No funny memories?
That's hard to say. I have a pretty funny story about everybody, but I don't think I have one for them.
You know what that means, right? That means this year they're going to make one. That's exactly what that means.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, do you remember when you and Kevin were talking about this possible event taking place someday? Do you remember that day you were having that conversation?
Oh, shoot, I remember it all. I remember Kevin coming in. I'd been at the airport maybe 6 months, and he comes in. And we had known each other from way, way back but couldn't figure it out. But anyway, he comes in, he introduced himself, and he's wanting to get involved with having warbirds at the airport and going after the B-17s and things like that. And so we struck a bond on that. And then it wasn't much longer after that, he comes in my office. He says, "You got to come out here in the parking lot and see what I bought." And I'm thinking, he's got some kind of car or truck or something. And we go out there, and he's got this balloon in the back of a really nice trailer. And then right after that, I thought, hey, this is pretty neat. We don't have anybody in the community that's into this hobby. And one thing led to another, and here we go. We've got a balloon event. But what I said a while ago, these two are the hardest working people I've ever seen. And when they say something, they mean it, and everybody believes them, and everybody trusts them. And they've rallied this community more than anybody I've ever seen rally this community. And this is going to be a really special event, not saying the first two weren't, because they were, but this one's going to be great.
Kevin, Jennifer, how do you feel about those comments?
Well, I appreciate it, Chris. I really do. You know, as you know, we can't do this on our own. So there has been a lot of folks that have stepped up to help us with this as well. We appreciate that Chris is welcoming the balloons to the airport. There's a lot of airport managers that don't want to have anything to do with something that doesn't have a motor. Yeah, we greatly appreciate that.
Well,
Go
ahead, Kevin.
I was going to say it's great the cooperation we've got. And this year with bringing the fly-in back, tying it in with the balloons, I think it's going to put the event over the top. I mean, this is what it's going to take to make it a complete event, I think.
Which, matter of fact, I'm glad you mentioned that, Kevin. Why don't you, Chris, spend a few moments to talk about some of the components of the fly-in that people are not aware of.
Okay, well, the Little Egypt Fly-In and Veterans Reunion was something that our EAA chapter started. 1997 was the first year. We just had open the airport up, and anybody that wanted to fly in would fly in, and we'd have breakfast or lunch together. And we didn't really have much to say grace over the first couple years. 99 was the very first year where we really took it to the next level, and we started inviting the warbirds that were in the Midwest. And we went out and we found sponsors for them. And I think by 2000, 2010 or 2011, we had one of the largest fly-ins around as far as warbirds are concerned, because we were getting up into the 20s. 21, 22, 25 was the highest that we had, and that was privately owned U.S. military, you know, ex-U.S. military airplanes. That's what a warbird is. But we also had the active duty and guard wings all over the Midwest coming in, and we've had A-10s, we've had Blackhawks, Chinooks, C-130s. It was really getting to be something really special, and we ran that all the way up to 2012 was the last year that we had the fly-in, and we were mixing fly-in and veterans reunion, so we were having EA Young Eagle Ride, and we were having a veterans reunion where we were trying to get different veterans from conflicts in and telling stories and reminiscing and trying to spread those stories out to the younger generations and using the warplanes on the ramp to draw the veterans out, the three Young Eagle Rides to get the kids out, and putting those two dynamics together was something really special to see. And we kind of took a sabbatical on it for 2013, and probably the biggest reason was the U.S. military sequestration. When we got that news that we weren't, the military can go anywhere anymore, well, you know, that took that component out. And we had a lot of warbirds in the area. The owners sold them. And we were kind of on the fence about what to do. And here comes Kevin and Jennifer with the balloon event. And we kind of morphed the fly-in veterans reunion into the balloon event. We never quit flying the kids, and to date we've flown over 4,000 kids for free in this event. And I'd call it the 20-year history, getting close to 20 years anyway. What, maybe you're 18, you're 19, something like that. But Kevin and Jennifer, after last year's balloons over Mount Vernon, twisted my arm pretty hard about getting the fly-in started again. And you know, truth be told, I missed it. And, had a lot of phone calls and a lot of people that came out and said, where's the U.S. military and the warbirds at? I don't see any here. Where are they? that was all I needed. So we worked really hard to bring in the American Military Heritage Foundation, Harpoon. It's a World War II naval patrol bomber. And these airplanes saw a lot of service in the Pacific, in the northern Pacific, especially like the Aleutian Islands and off the coast of Alaska and up in that area, in the cold area. And there's only two of them that are flying. This one, which is called Hot Stuff, and then one called Attu Warrior. We've tried to have this airplane at our fly-ins before over the previous years. I never was quite able to hook up and get on their schedule or them come here or whatever. So as soon as we decided that we were going to go this route, I picked up the phone and called them. And this was back in November of last year, and we got them on the schedule. And then the P-51 Mustang Red Nose was at the LSA Expo in 2013, I believe, and flew several rides. And Kevin and Jennifer immediately thought, you know, we need to get those folks back here. And so those were the two that we reached out and went for really hard, and we, did a lot of work and got both of them. And so we're really hoping that those two attractions will feed the fire to get more here. And I put an email out today to my warbird contacts that I used to work, inviting them back, saying we're restarting, and we'd really like to have them back. But if you want to see people come to an airport, in a fly-in situation, you know, and it's kind of weird. The fixed-wing pilots like me, you know, we kind of look at each other and go, I like Cessnas, and I like Pipers, and I like Beechcraft, and why doesn't everybody else like them? I don't understand. Let's just have a chili supper or a fly-in and see how many we have. And you might get 20 airplanes show up. But as soon as you put warbirds on the ramp, then everybody comes out. There's just something about U.S. military equipment. And then... Now, and here is my funny story about Kevin and Jennifer. It's not really funny, but here we go. I knew I could dig one out. It's crazy, and I've crewed for them a couple times. It's crazy to see the people following the balloon. It's like they're a rock star or something. You know, they got groupies following them across town. They'll start flying at the airport, and if, you know, whatever the wind direction is, if it takes them across town, before we get to the other end of town, they got 20 vehicles following the chase vehicle. And, you know, we fixed wing pilots, we don't understand it, but we respect it. And, you know, I don't know if it's the color, the size, the sounds, or the lack of sound, or what it is. Whatever it is, people like balloons. And so I think we've got a really neat dynamic of mixing the warbirds that fly in, the EA Eagle rides, and the balloons at this event. And it's just really going to be exciting to see how many people come out.
I agree with you 100%, and I just want to thank you for coming on tonight, Chris, to help kind of shed light on that. And we're going to take a very quick commercial break, and we're going to come back. And when we come back, we're going to have Gary Hammersky with Country Financial to talk about what they're going to be offering this year at Balloons Over Mount Vernon. At Country Financial, we're more than just an office you may pass by as you drive through town. We're a part of your community and help support the programs that make our neighborhoods thrive. We take the time to get to know our customers. We know that every situation is unique, and our goal is to understand yours so we can help you be confident about your financial security and your future. Call your local Country Financial representative, Gary Hammersky, today at 618-242-4194. To talk about how we can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own, no matter what it looks like. Gary, how you doing, sir?
I am doing wonderful. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful. Welcome to the first program of Balloons Over Mount Vernon. Many coming down the road again, but you, sir, are on the first show, and you know, last year you did an incredible job with Country Financial and what you guys did. So I wanted to first take the time to thank you for all that you did last year and this year. You have just stepped up, man, and been such a major part of this. And even with the communications today, back and forth, and getting everything set up, just thank you for all that you do, man. Very much appreciate it.
Oh, not a problem at all. I've really enjoyed immensely being a part of the Balloons Over Mount Vernon. I've got to say, it's one of those things that, you know, one as a local business owner, you always look at how you can give back to the community. You know, how, I mean, this community is what makes us be successful, so we're always trying to figure out what we can do to give community. And this was one of the events that whenever we looked at as an agency, the agents kind of said, you know what, this is what we want to put our full force into. And it's been a great event. We enjoy the turnout. We enjoy getting to see our clients at it, and hopefully prospective clients out at the airport and doing it. And, I mean, who doesn't love seeing a balloon or a warbird, or at least getting a chance to be with a veteran? You just can't beat that. So it's been a great privilege. I mean, you know, the work we put into it, it's actually a labor of love, and, of course, we follow the mold of what Kevin and Jennifer has done for us, so it's pretty easy to do this.
As a sponsor for Balloons Over Mount Vernon, as you know, and the reason why you're on the air is to give you an opportunity to share with those that are maybe not familiar with Country Financial about what are some of the services you offer, and make sure that after you talk about it, you provide for them some contact information. I know they heard the commercial, and they'll continue to hear the commercial every night on the radio, but just make sure to include your contact information after you talk about it.
Okay, not a problem. I guess it's a good thing that we're on the radio. I've always been told I've got a face for radio, so I guess it's a good thing that we're doing it that way. Country Financial, Country, as the name implies, we are a financial company. We started out, you know, 85 years ago. They've been around since then. It was started by farmers. Farmers obviously have driven this country. A group of farmers got together. They started their own insurance company, per se. So we insure farms, we insure homes, we insure autos. It was expanded. We do commercial business as well. Then we started going into life insurance. So we do life insurance, long-term care insurance, disability insurance. We also, like I said, got into the financial arena. So for planning for retirement, that's what the agents do. We look at that. We try to make sure we can help people out with their needs and their wants. I think we all have our basic needs, but there's just when you get to retirement, you've got your wants. And that's where being with a good agent that you can communicate with and that you have a relationship with always helps. And that's something that I know my office has always tried to provide to everybody, is that kind of relationship that they're looking for. So, I mean, to go beyond the home and auto type of coverage, because that is a very important thing that we do, if you don't have a good basis on that, how can you expand? So that's one of the things we do. We all, like I said, we do the financials. So we look at if a person has a business and they're looking for a 401k or a SEP plan or a simple plan, those types of things we do. We do the individual IRAs as well. So we do have a full service agency is what we do. Also, like I said, my name is Gary Hammerskey. I'm located here in Mount Vernon at 2215 Broadway. I am in Suite B. The telephone number to always contact me, 618-242-4194. In my office, I have a wonderful assistant. Her name is Tina Morgan. She helps me a lot with all the day-to-day stuff that we need to do. So, and the nice thing I love about our office is we do try to provide that personal care to everybody. We always joke around, in this day and age, nothing is ever, ever easy. So we try to help clients out, not just try to give them a number and say, call them and deal with it. We try to help them through any kind of process, whether it's a claim, whether it's trying to figure out how they can help their employees with health insurance or retirement or whatever it may be. But that's one of the things we always try to do.
Now, this radio show is obviously it's live, and we have people listening on right now. There's also people who are on the web who are listening. And with the podcast, the great part about it is that we record it. So one of the things that there is, someone could be listening right now, maybe who's never done business with Country Financial before. What would you say, at least that you know of, what would be the biggest misconception about Country Financial that you heard or that you know of that they don't realize?
I think the biggest misconception is people think either we just do homes or autos. They don't realize the full aspect that we do. The agents, the majority of the agents are what's called, considered Series 6 and 63 certified. So we do the financial planning. We help people with the processes. So I think the biggest misconception is all they do is home and auto. And when actually we do so much more with the life insurance. I mean, when you're looking at protecting your family in the case of an accident or the unforeseen, you know, that's what we kind of look at. I don't think they realize that all that we do. It's funny you should bring that up. I was just meeting with a client today. We were talking about his retirement. That was the conversation. He said, I'm getting ready to retire. You know, who do I need to talk to? You know, we all know the names that we automatically think of whenever sometimes they think of financial. But it's amazing, even with the name Country Financial, they don't always really realize that we do the financial aspects to help people out. So it was a nice conversation, obviously, for me because you know, he's familiar with me. He knows how our office works. He knows that we try to take care of them with his home and autos, but then also his life insurance. But then we can expand that and kind of be the full circle agency that we try to be.
Well, you have definitely accurately represented your company every time I've ever dealt with you. You've always been an upstanding guy. You're a funny guy, and I think in today's world that's important. Would you now just spend the next few minutes and talk about, I believe you guys are doing the tether this year again, right?
Correct. Now, wait a minute. You said I was a funny guy. My wife sometimes refers to me as the annoying guy, so I always appreciate that if someone actually gets my sense of humor. So, but yes, we are doing the balloon tethering. This was something that we looked into, I think it was the second year that we're involved with the balloons over Mount Vernon. And it was something that Jennifer and Kevin kind of approached us with. They said, hey, we have an idea. And that's one of the nice things that I love about being a part of this. They think outside of the box. You know, they're looking for things. You know, whenever we looked at the balloons over Mount Vernon, you always hear people saying, man, there's nothing to do. There's nothing to do in town. So Jennifer and Kevin, one of the things they said, we want to have a family, a community type event that people can have and have something going on that's available for everyone. Well, then whenever they approached me with this idea, it was a great idea. It's a balloon tethering. The beautiful part of the balloon tethering is the basket is extra large and it has a special type of gate on it. This special type of gate will allow for people that are, have disabilities or in a wheelchair, it will allow them to be able to partake in something that may be on their bucket list that they didn't think that they're going to be able to do. this really appealed to me, appealed to the agents that are involved with the event, that we could actually maybe fulfill someone's little dream of doing something and kind of doing it in a safe manner. I've got to say, I, like you, I got to do my first balloon ride as well this last year, and it was a little nerve-wracking. Whenever you think about, you know, you look at it, like, oh, that's a great thing, but then when you get up there and you're above those trees, and I'm not trying to say Kevin's a bad flyer because he's a wonderful flyer, but you get a little nervous while you're up there. So the nice part about the tethering is it is attached by rigging so that it does bring the balloon down. I know some people are saying, hey, this is so much fun, let's just keep on going, but they have to bring them down. But it is something that we liked about it, that so many people could enjoy it and do it. We are charging $10 at the tethering. The proceeds of the money that we raise, the country, the agents that are involved, which is Andy Luton, Paula Kizalisky, Gina Down, myself, and Joe Easley, we're going to donate to a non-profit agency. So it's not just the agents trying to make money. We want to donate that back to the community because that is something that's very dear to us, that we want to give back clients. We want to give back to the community because we are people that live within them.
Well, definitely looking forward to this year's event. And Gary, we also have you scheduled for October 7th. So we're going to have you back on that Wednesday. I thank you so much for taking the time to talk about Country Financial. And as I shared, throughout the every night, we'll be having those commercials play throughout. And we just thank you for all that you do. And I look forward to seeing you on Friday when I get there.
Sounds great, Perry. I'm looking forward to seeing you too. And I always appreciate all that you've done for us as well.
It's just the beginning, bro. We're making history. That's what I'm so excited about.
Well, and that is something, too. I mean, that was one of the things with the balloon fest that attracted us to it, was the fact that we do have the historical part of it with the veterans, and then we have the entertaining part, you know, with the balloons and the, you know, the tethering, the warbirds. The other biggest thing that we loved, you know, as I talked about, like, you know, the bucket list, the fact that someone could be able to ride in a plane, the fact that the kids get to do the flying that Chris has arranged, those things I just think are just experiences that the people will never, ever forget. And that's what that's really appealed to us as business owners, that we wanted to be a part of.
Now, I also in advance warned Jennifer that I would be putting her on after these interviews because, you know, sometimes somebody doesn't like to talk about themselves. And so, Jennifer, I've got you back on. This gives you an opportunity to share what you know about Gary and about Country Financial, and then we'll take a commercial break again, and then after the commercial, we're going to go right to Jennifer at United Way.
Well, as you can tell by Gary's giggling, that's a pretty loaded question. One thing with Gary, he is a very honest agent, and I'm going to have to tell you, I am a little partial, but he is a very good agent and does take care of his customers. I can tell you that for a fact. Kevin got rear-ended this week in the truck, and I'm telling you, he was on it in a heartbeat and gave us such great service, and I appreciate that. But also, too, from the side of the balloons, we really appreciate Gary coming on board and helping and being there with us and going through the tears, going through the hard stuff, but actually getting to celebrate the great stuff, too, which makes it awesome. And all the country agents that have come through to help sponsor the tether balloon. I'm telling you, if the weather is great, poor Tony Sandlin, the pilot of that balloon, is going to be so, so tired by the end of the night. So we do appreciate our Country Financial people and Gary.
Well, those are very kind words from Jennifer. I really do appreciate that.
Well, there we go. Now, what we need to do is I want to take one more commercial break. Jennifer from the United Way, get ready, dear. You're next.
Huge savings on Ford F-150 during our free ride sales event is going on now. Hi, Roy Schmidt, Ford Square, Mount Vernon. Ford F-150 is one of the toughest, longest-lasting trucks on the road today. And at 26 miles per gallon highway, it has achieved a class-best miles per gallon estimate. And with F-150's maximum tow rating of 12,200 pounds, it's ready to pull whatever you are. Right now, you can own a 2015 Ford F-150 Crew Cab XLT 4x4 that has a list price of $50,525 for only $42,025. That is an astonishing $8,500 back in your pocket. Stop in today to drive your 2015 Ford F-150 and get yours before they are gone. 0% for 72 months financing available, plus $1,000 cash back during our free ride sales event at Ford Square Mount Vernon, 1501 Broadway in Mount Vernon, Illinois.
Hey, Jennifer, how you doing there? Jennifer, do we have you? Uh-oh. Hold on. Jennifer? I got Jennifer Witzel. I know that, but I'm trying to get the other Jennifer.
I think you got a bad connection, Perry.
I think it's possible. We're going to have to, we can reschedule her, or I can just put her on hold, and I'll try back and get her again.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Let me see. Yep, it appears we got a not-so-good connection. So we're going to go right to Stephen Bennett, who is the pilot for Puppy and Pal. Stephen, how you doing, sir?
Oh, doing fantastic today.
Thank you so much for holding. I'm very glad that you did. Would you take a few moments and share with our audience about what got you into ballooning, and then tell us about Puppy and Pal?
Well, in the early 80s, I had two different balloons laying behind my mom and dad's house, and I went and assisted packing them up. And the third time was in 1987, right when I got my license to drive. It was my first full crew from beginning to end in Winchester, Kentucky. And I guess it's been a 40-year to where I am today. And had met the pilot that I own the balloon of now, a Puppy and Pal, in about the late 90s. And I actually ended up buying the balloon in May of 2013. And got my license March 30th of 2014, and things are rolling right along.
What's your favorite part about ballooning? I mean, there has to be a certain part of it that you enjoy, besides being up in the air, obviously, but.
Well, I've always been addicted to traveling. I drive a tractor trailer for a living, and it's always fun to go somewhere and be somewhere different and travel the country.
Obviously, you were at last year's event. What do you find? Because there's a lot of other balloon events that you attend, correct? Besides just balloons over Mount Vernon.
Well, this would be the second year of being a licensed pilot and going to different events. I've been to Albuquerque, New Mexico, three different times, but I wasn't a pilot at the time, so. Last year, I think I attended about seven events that were fairly close to home, and Balloons Over Mount Vernon was a very fun event to go to, and we're excited to come back again.
Yeah, this year is definitely going to, just based upon all the things that are going on, we're just, of course, hoping for great weather. That's the key. Of course, having an awesome balloon glow on Friday. Matter of fact, let me get Jennifer back on. Jennifer, is there one of the things which you and I didn't have a chance to talk about yet, about what was going on Saturday? Do you mind just taking a few moments and sharing about what's going to take place on Saturday and how this could, as far as Puppy and Pal's concerned, how it's all going to work together, because there's so many things going on.
Yeah, there is a lot. For Puppies and Pals, our balloonists, they're going to have a couple of fun tasks involved. And when we say tasks, that's what the pilots do when they have a race, or they get in the air and they're competing against the other pilots and balloons that are at the event. For Saturday morning, we're going to have a U.S. Bank duck drop for our WKRP fans on. Those who remember the famous turkey drop, this might resonate a little bit with them. But all the pilots are going to be given a rubber duck. We're going to have a pond out on the Pond Peninsula at the airport. We're going to have a pool And the pilot's job is to go off the airports, fly over that pond and the pool and drop their duck, and whoever gets closest to the center is going to be the winner of that event. Then later in the afternoon, about 4 o'clock, we're going to have our Crossroads Hospital survivor flight. Crossroads Hospital and their healthy women are going to be able to pick 5 survivors that are nominated by community members, family, et cetera, that come to the top or are high flyers, as we say. And they're all going to get to take a flight, and so we're going to commemorate those folks as they take off on Saturday afternoon, evening with a ceremony. So we're pretty excited about that. The other cool thing we've got going on is the YMCA's 5K Fun Run Walk will also be going on in the morning as the balloons are flying over the airport. So I don't know if anybody's ever had a chance to say run with the balloons. You've heard of run with the bulls and many other things. So I think this will be something very unique too to Mount Vernon, that these folks can run with the balloons as they're flying over the airport.
Well, there's no doubt that you've got this thing packed out this year, don't you?
Lord, yes. But one thing I want to throw in there, too, which, Perry, you're aware of that, and so is Stephen. I believe Stephen will be taking your wife up this year on a balloon ride.
Yes.
So I think there's been lots of comments back and forth between Perry and I and what his wife thinks about that. But I feel that she'll be in very, very safe hands with Stephen for the weekend.
Yeah, I'm very excited for her to be able to go on this. This is one of those things on her bucket list that she probably didn't want to do simply because of a past situation that she experienced, not herself, but she watched someone, and so that kind of got her kind of a little spooked. But at the same time, the fact that I could go up and I can come down just means that she's in good hands. And again, too, there's no doubt that by the time she gets up there, she's just going to, it was funny because Gary was even talking about it, cause it was his first ride as well. But I remember on my first ride, I didn't have in my mind, I thought it was going to be really windy, but you go the speed of the wind. So it was a very peaceful experience, and to be able to go up that high and to I think we were we in Sunkissed, Jennifer? Was that the one we were in?
Yeah.
I was in last year.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got up to some point. There was height, and I remember as we were coming down, there were people outside, standing outside, who were looking up at the sky. And I remember at one point we got so low that you could hear them talk. I was like, okay. And dogs were barking and cats were barking. But the colors, see, in October, it's really a great time to do this because of all the colors that are out. I mean, I took some amazing pictures. I was really blown away just about how pretty Mount Vernon is. And again, just to have Puppy and Pal to join us again, really looking forward to it. I'm glad, of course, that they're taking my wife, but at the same time, just all the colors. And I mean, if you've never seen a balloon event before, and this is new to you, visually, it's probably one of the most prettiest things you've ever seen. And I'm just very excited about this event. And did you have any other comments or questions for Stephen, Jennifer?
I do. And, this is something I know what Kevin and my favorite part of ballooning is, but I'd really like to hear what Stephen's favorite part is.
Well,
you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I like going out and meeting new people. It's like Jennifer's mentioned, it's definitely not a one-person show to organize an event or even to fly and be able to go out and travel and do the events. It's definitely a team effort, and we just like going out and, just saying hello to everybody while we're flying over and things like that, because there's things that you can definitely see from that vantage point that you can't see on the ground.
We're good roof checkers, I can tell you that, right?
If it weren't for Find My Friends and Glimpse, we would probably be lost most of the time anymore. We've kind of gotten that advanced technology compared to what we did when we first started crewing, because all you do is kind of hang your head out the window and hope you're going in the right direction to find them sometime today or early tomorrow anyway. So crewing and ballooning has come a very long way over the years that I've been involved in it. And I've also crewed for, you know, probably about 50 different pilots and about 8 or 9 different special shapes.
Well, so. one thing's for sure is with all the events going on and all the balloons that we're going to have, this year's show is definitely going to be what I would consider to say just more involved. There's so much more to do this year. There's so many more events. So if you were there last year and you saw the situation regarding the weather, Jennifer and Kevin, they did a great job in trying to adjust for that. And this year with Saturday and everything that's planned on Saturday. Matter of fact, Jennifer, if you want, feel free to now talk about what people can expect on Sunday.
Sunday day is just going to be kind of our laid-back wrap-up day. We will take a flight from the airport on Sunday morning, and, of course, we'll go where the wind takes us. Last year, we were able to actually go over part of town. But it's just kind of our final flight. It's a chance for us to relax a little bit because Saturday, of course, and Friday are our big days. And then it gives the pilots and the crew and everybody that's come together that have formed those relationships, because I can guarantee there were relationships formed last year with the Mount Vernon folks and the pilots that came in from out of town, that they continue that. So this is our time to kind of say goodbye and spend a little bit of time together just relaxing with that. So
now, last year, you had a competition for the ballooners, right, for the pilots?
Yeah.
Are you doing that again this year?
Yes. Yeah, that's where the U.S. duck drop comes into play. Sunday morning, we may just have a fun flight. And meaning with that, we may just go out and fly and see. This year, we do have a little piece that we've added that most of the public will not have any ideas there. But we've added a balloon meister, which is very typical of balloon events. It's someone that we bring in. They oversee the event. They help with the task or the competitions. They oversee the pilots. They make sure we're in good with the FAA, all the technicalities that go with it, the legal mumbo jumbo and that sort of thing that, like I said, the community usually doesn't even know that person is there. So he will also work with us to determine what we want to do Sunday morning. But we are definitely on for the GLOW, the U.S. Bank, or the United Way GLOW sponsored by Flowgas on Friday, the U.S. Bank Duck Drop on Saturday morning, and the Crossroads Community Hospital Survivor Flight on Saturday, and then our fun flight on Sunday mornings.
I am going to take one more commercial break, Jennifer, and then I'm going to see if I can get Jennifer from United Way back on. So hold on one second. Let me take a commercial break, and we'll come right back.
Affordable, effective, reliable, and proven. Celebrating 14 years in business, Painter's Dream Productions is dedicated to helping companies go to the next level. Website design and management, audio and video production services, entertainment booking, advertising and promotions, media, CD, DVD manufacturing, custom t-shirt design. When it comes to today's marketing, you need all that we do. From social media to mobile-ready websites to radio programs just like this one, we can do it all affordably, but most importantly, effectively. Visit PaintersDreamProductions.com to see our work and our pricing. Call Jennifer at Balloons Over Mount Vernon or Chris Collins at Mount Vernon Outland Airport and ask them about their experience with Painter's Dream Productions. Painter's Dream Productions, helping dreams come true, one client at a time.
Well, let's see if we can get Jennifer on now. Jennifer, are you there? Nope, she must be working out. Well, Jennifer, on tomorrow... I'm not sure what happened, but we can just try and get her on tomorrow. I know for sure.
Yeah, I think it's probably her location with her cell phone.
Well, Well, I know tomorrow we'll have Brad Chisholm on. We're also going to have the Mount Vernon Rotary West Club with Mark Cabot. And we've got Heritage Woods at Mount Vernon. Since we've been on the air, I've gotten two more emails and two more phone calls. So who knows? But we've got shows planned pretty much basically the next 10 days, except a couple gaps. So if you are listening to the show, whether if it's online or live, we have got more shows to do. And our last show is going to run all the way up until October 8th. And then at that point, that will be it for the radio shows. And then we will begin to prepare for the first day of Balloons Over Mount Vernon. Was there anything that we have not talked about, Jennifer, that we need to cover?
There's lots of stuff that we could talk about, Perry, and talk all night about the event. One thing I do want to really highlight with our event and our committee and putting it together is that, you know, Balloons Over Mount Vernon and flying is not a money-making deal. And even if it were a money-making deal, we don't keep that money. We donate that back to the community. Our mission is to promote the love and education of aviation while giving back to the community, and that is truly what we want to do. Which I think is kind of unique sometimes for events. I think sometimes events are into it to make money. But what proceeds we gain from this event will be donated back to the United Way. I want to say just a little bit about the United Way since Jen couldn't make it on. You know, she is new to the job of about a month, month and a half, learning lots quickly, rapidly. I walked in the door her first day on the job and said, "Hey, hello, nice to meet you, who I am, and guess what? You're part of this event, and you don't realize it yet." But she was excited. And, you know, for her to be excited and not turn me off and is willing to work with us, I think that is awesome. You know, so she's in the learning phase, and we really, truly appreciate that she is at the United Way. And United Way gives so much back to the community. I just can't express how much through all of their different programs for children, adults, seniors, sports, you name it, they give back. And with the financial situation our state of Illinois is in right now, it's pretty awesome that United Way can still help the agencies that need to be helped. The other thing I really wanted to throw out there, too, is we are educating people about aviation. And one really cool thing that we have started this year is our Tri-County Co-op is sponsoring our Aviation Education Zone. And with that, we're going to have some of our pilots are participating, our hot air balloon pilots are participating. We have a remote control hot air balloon. We've got a big balloon envelope that kids can actually get in, walk around, feel the fabric, experience it. And we have the SIU School of Aviation is bringing their flight simulators with their student pilots, which I think is going to be a lot of fun. So kids can have ends on there. And our Land of Lincoln AmeriCorps students are coming out and doing activities that are aviation related with the kids during that time too, and that'll run 11 to 2 on Saturday at the airport in one of the hangars. So that's pretty exciting for us too. So, I mean, I could go on and on all night, as you know, with everything we have. But you know, hey, I have
and
several
again,
other nights to talk about it too.
We've got, listen, this is just the beginning as you're learning. And again, this is a wonderful opportunity for these businesses and sponsors to just give people an opportunity to talk about their business. And that's one of the things that you know, in trying to get these calls scheduled and get people to commit. To understand that what we're going to be doing is after our last show on the 8th, we're going to be playing these shows continuously on Facebook and on different mediums, and just so that people can get more experience to what this event really has to do with and how it is going to affect the community, just like you said. There was also, we were scheduled to have Ford Square and King City of Mount Vernon on. I did not hear from him. He did say he was going to be on, so we're going to move him to another show. And of course, I was trying to get Jennifer back on, and I'm not sure. She sent me a text message saying she was able to hear everything, but I wasn't able to get a connection. So I'm going to reschedule her for probably tomorrow night if she's available. If not, maybe on Friday. But on behalf of everybody at Balloons Over Mount Vernon, I thank you guys for joining us tonight. Look forward to our show tomorrow night. And you just never know what we're going to talk about. So thank you again. If you need any more information about the event, Balloons Over Mount Vernon, visit our website, which is balloonsovermountvernon.com. You can also find us on Facebook. On our website, on the top right corner of our website, there's a button that you can enter your email address. So if you'd like to get some updates on what's taking place, that's a great place to do with it. Anything else, Jen?
I don't think so. I just really appreciate having Kevin and Steven and Gary on tonight, and hopefully we can get Jen on. I think she's got some cell phone connection issues, but I think that can be remedied too. So it's really great to have everybody on, Perry. I appreciate your time also for everything you've done for us.
This is just the beginning. I'm super excited, and watching you guys go from where you were, the little white flyers, to now these beautiful colors, and to just watching the whole thing grow. It just makes it worth it. You know, I feel like I haven't worked in a year and a half because I love everything that I do. But at the same time, it, you know, as we're getting closer, things are getting a little crazier. So looking forward to tomorrow night's show. And guys, again, thank you so much for joining us tonight at Balloons Over Mount Vernon Radio. And we'll see you tomorrow night.
Sounds
Welcome
great.
To
Thank you, Perry. 2015
season of Balloons Over Mount Vernon Radio, brought to you by the United Way and Painter's Dream Productions. Balloons Over Mount Vernon is dedicated to promoting and educating the general love of aviation while giving back to our community. October 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Mount Vernon Outland Airport will be the backdrop for this year's Balloons Over Mount Vernon and Flyin'. This year's event will host close to 20 hot air balloons, including the 140-foot shark balloon Sharky, the United Way Balloon Glow presented by Flow Gas Propane Services, a tether balloon ride brought to you by Country Financial, VIP seating sponsored by the Rare Chop House, the U.S. Bank Duck Drop, the United Way Pancake Breakfast, the YMCA 5K Run, the Rotary Ping Pong Ball Drop, RC Boats on the Pond, Cruise to the Balloons, the EAA Chapter 1155 Young Eagle Rides, the United Way Agency's Family Activities, vendors, crafters, inflatables, and much more. Also, the 501st Legion will make an appearance. And don't forget about the Tri-County Aviation Education Zone, where children and adults can experience flight simulators, learn about hot air ballooning, and ask pilots and student pilots about aviation. We'll also have our Salute to Veterans, where we will recognize the brave men and women who have continued to fight for our freedom. If you'd like to see an airplane up close, let's talk about warbirds. The commemorative Air Force Dixie Wing will be bringing their P-51 Mustang Red Nose and offering paid rides. On the flight line will also be the World War I Curtis Jenny biplane and a PV-2 Harpoon. Crossroads Community Hospital will also be holding a survivor flight where five cancer survivors will take to the skies to celebrate and remember those who've been less fortunate. The balloons over